I'm going to watch this again when I'm like successful. You can do this. You can. I'm so close. Everyone else can do it. Why can't I? I'm not giving up. And I'm just getting better and better and better.
We're just really beginning to understand the capabilities of the computers.
I'm convinced that machines can and will think in our lifetime. But I think the computers will be doing the things that men do when we say they're thinking.
I confidently expect that within a matter of 10 or 15 years, something will emerge from the laboratory which is not too far from the robot.
So this is a video that I never thought I'd actually end up making, and it's a stitching together of 60 to 70 of my own personal video diaries from my entire entrepreneurial journey. Every 1 to 2 months, I would make these kind of accountability videos or vlogs on my laptop screen on my desk and update myself or update whoever was watching about the current state of my business, what I was struggling with, completely unrelated topics as well, but generally just updating on my life and the struggles I was having with being an entrepreneur and growing through the phases. So I feel like right now is the time to make this video, as my businesses in the AI space are taking off and we're doing some really incredible things that I'm so excited to be sharing with you all. And before things get any bigger, I want to make this video to get it out there who I really am and let you all see that from end to end, who I am and what makes me tick and where I'm from, so that you can make a decision on if you want to keep on watching my videos or join in this journey with me. So I've brought in my friend Dylan, who's got a lot of experience in making videos like these, to stitch together my vlogs and interviews with the people I work closely with and interviews with myself into something that tells my story from end to end in a way that's clear and concise. My name's Liam Otley, and this is my story, and this is how I plan to change the world with AI. I hope you enjoy.
To anyone out there who's got a dream and he's trying to chase something, or you're doing exactly what I'm doing, just stick with it, bro. It's been so long, man. It was fucking hard.
Liam is a 100%. 100% in absolutely everything. Everything he came first in cross country, academics, first in swimming sports, athletics. He will do everything to the best of his ability. I mean, I've got photos as well, just always holding up a whole bunch of certificates, always going up on stage. If he says he's going to do something, he will do it.
The first thing would be drive. Like, Liam's got a relentless drive to achieve anything that he sets his mind to. And I saw that from day one in him. Is it's just, if I want to do something, I'm going to give it my absolute will.
One of the smartest people that I've ever met.
His intelligence. I mean, he is the smartest guy that I've ever met, at least my age. His ability to be able to recite information is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, he can read a book on philosophy and then tell you about it like he was the author.
He always wanted to be a winner, and I think that was special to be around, to see his drive and just wanting to be the best at absolutely everything.
He's got a really big fucking heart. I think a lot of people maybe, you know, you don't see it when someone's got as much drive as Liam has. It sometimes overshadows how big the heart actually is. But when you sit down with Liam at a room one-on-one and he's talking about how he's brought up Casey or how he's brought up Daniel and how he's just so thrilled to be able to see them on this journey with them. You sit there and you just go, man, this guy really, really cares.
And if it wasn't for Liam, I wouldn't have met Josh, who's now my boss and also mentor. So I've honestly got Liam to thank, as he's the one who opened the door for me on this whole nother way of living life. It's crazy to think that it's a reality sometimes, being able to work with your brothers and then work on the things that we're doing.
Yeah, I think it's unique, right? Like working with all of the four people from New Zealand, all pretty much from the same place in this space, is extremely, extremely unique. Somehow, some way, it sort of landed in my lap. I've got Liam to thank a lot for that. To be able to have people that you really enjoy being around and really love on this journey with you, to be able to create something that you think is going to be impactful for the world. numbers are better, right?
My name is Liam Motley, and this is my story. I was writing my journal today just how grateful I am for being able to live the exact dream that I was planning for when I was 18, just getting started in this thing. So yeah, this is everything I've ever wanted. I have an AI agency called Morningside AI, where we build AI solutions businesses. I have an AI software called Agentive, which allows AI automation agency owners to build AI agents easily. And I also have a education business called AAA Accelerator, which teaches people how to start their own AI agency. So to understand how I got to where I am and the forces that have been acting inside my brain to push me to do these kind of things, I kind of need to tell you a little bit about what forged those characteristics in me. And that started in my childhood, as with anyone else. New Zealand, I loved it. We are very much an outdoors, get out on the beach, go camping, play sport, a lot of time in the sun. Small city called Whangarei, where I was born and raised in a small suburb of Morningside the first 5 to 6 years of my life. And then when I was 9, I moved to boarding school in Auckland. It was fairly traumatic for, I'd say, 2 years before we got to about 11 or 12 years old, and you had gotten used to the awful feeling of being ripped away from your parents every Sunday and feeling sick to your stomach because you had to go back. But that made me very independent, and it also put me in a very intense and competitive environment, but also gave me the isolation that I needed from external factors and away from a fairly turbulent home life. When my big brother and I both got into Dilworth, the boarding school, we headed down to Auckland, and my mum decided to give up her life in Whangarei too to come down and support us. And during that first year, my mum and dad and brother and I were all living under the same roof, which was a first for our family. And during this time, the proximity, I think, led to a split up and break up between my mum and dad, which was particularly difficult for me as a 9-year-old just going through and adapting to boarding school. So it's a particularly tough period of my life, but also for the family as a whole. And that's really the point of the school, is to take boys out of those situations and give them some kind of stability and give them good teachers and everything they could possibly need to become the best version of themselves. And that's what I did. I proceeded to continue to do well academically, apply myself at school.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't actually friends at the time. He was a year group above me. He'd already been at Dilworth for quite a long time. Again, kind of acquaintances. You kind of know everyone at Dilworth. It's a small school.
I was gunning for the top academic of the school at the time. And while it was a small school, it was still something that I took very seriously. And I wanted to win the top academic prize for my time at the junior school. And I missed out on it by a couple of marks. And I was extremely embarrassed. I think I was crying in the assembly because I put so much work into it. And then the guy who was my number one rival ended up beating me. This was a traumatic moment, but something that made me snap into adulthood as I see it. And I decided in that moment, I asked myself, I'd never want to feel this feeling again. Do you have what it takes, the stamina to go on for another 5 years of year 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13? Do you believe that you can apply yourself fully and win every single year from now? And I remember sitting there in that moment and that feeling of complete embarrassment and shame of not being able to do what I set out to. And I said, yes. And I did. I believe that I have what it takes to put in 5 years of hard work and come out on top. And that was my first time when I zoomed out and was accepting that I was working on longer time horizons than just what's happening tomorrow or next week. That was really the peak of my formation of my psyche and character and what it was. Leading right up to my final year in high school, I topped my class in basically every imaginable category, which in no small way was motivated by the life-changing trip I had to Silicon Valley in 2016, which by some miracle I applied to and was selected for. And that trip allowed me to meet my first mentor, Andrew Patterson, and go to the States and see Kiwis and New Zealanders working in these big tech companies and just a completely different life than I thought was possible, which made me really set my sights on the States and the tech industry. But I knew to get there, I had to perform very well at school. Year 13, my final year, I decided to apply myself in sports as well and basically won all the sporting awards at the school I could.
You had such an interesting mix between academics and school and wanting to become the best and being the best, to where on the weekends when we used to hang out and see that complete difference of going out to parties and doing really well in school and they're still drinking on the weekend. I was like, how the fuck do you do it? How can you even manage that?
I remember thanking God or whoever was up there for finally giving me a break. Finally ending the perceived endless misfortune and disappointment that I'd been facing since I started at Journey Campus. No matter what comes up in your life, boys, do not be afraid of these difficulties. See them as opportunities for growth and development of your character. Never give up. Set massive goals that make you scared just thinking about them. The bigger the better. Aim for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll still end up among the stars.
I was rolling off the back of a success at high school. I got hit with a Ty Lopez ad. And it was a fateful ad. And it introduced me to the Lord of Online Business. There's book smart people and there's real world smart people. And throughout my childhood, my dad always drilled that into me. He's a welder now turned farmer. So he's always been very involved in the trades and being practical and practically useful as a man particularly. I know that didn't hold much value to my dad and therefore to me it didn't either. So this was a chance for me to prove to myself and I guess to some degree to my dad that I was real world smart. I wasn't just book smart. Sure, I aced on my tests and I was one of the top academics in the country. But I said, what's the real world conversion of this intelligence or smarts? And that was, to me, making money. My school had a position where we would do a swap. So my school would send a graduate over to a school in Scotland, and they would send one back in this kind of exchange. So put my name in for that, and before I knew it, at the early in January 2019, I was hopping on a plane on my own to go to the other side of the world and start a new life. Yeah, and then I got to work immediately. I think the Tylopez course had 5 or 6 different business models, and I looked through a couple of them, decided to do the e-commerce and dropshipping course within the bundle of courses I'd bought. It got me started, but it didn't really give me anything. I think it was quite outdated, but I took what I could out of it and got started.
Started off with the fitnesswear thing. Didn't really go anywhere.
And I got sent an article from New Zealand's leading newspaper, and it was from one of my mentors at the time, saying, hey, here's this young kid like you who's doing this online business thing and making all this money. And I read it, and I got really pissed off. I was like, the fuck is this guy, my age, year older than me, making all this money doing e-commerce? And so he was always in the back of my mind, and I was really struggling. I reached out to him, found him on Instagram through that Hero article, and reached out to him and said, hey, I'm really struggling. I'm really trying here, but I can't seem to understand how this particular part of the business works. And fortunate enough, he replied.
I saw Liam's Instagram when he messaged me, and I was like, okay, this guy's just a party animal. He's traveling to all these places. He's got this long, shaggy hair. He looks wild. I remember jumping on a phone call with him, and it was just a completely different conversation than I had expected. And I was like, this guy is really switched on. He's got extreme drive. And he was just, you could hear like the passion and the drive in his voice. And it's just sometimes you speak to people and it's genuine. You can genuinely feel that like they're trying to get from point A to point B and they're going to do whatever it takes to get there. When I was on that phone call with him, I was like, okay, this is very, very rare in New Zealand, but I found someone else that has the passion that I hope I have.
Got some advice from Josh Brown. He did. He was kind enough to sort of set me on the right track. I can do it. I know I can. I'm going to do it. So hopefully next time you see me, I've got a couple of sales or at least some, haven't run out of money and I've still got some motivation. Do them.
Throughout that time in Scotland, I was making, I think, in US dollars, $600 or $700 a month. And that was my money that I could use to pay for the business. And I was basically putting all of that money back into running my ads and basically losing my entire check every month on testing new products on Facebook and trying to make some money with the dropshipping store.
Today was like, good, made a sale. I made my second sale. kind of caught me off guard. I was just chilling out, like working on some more ads and putting together a product page for a new product I've found. And I just got this email on my phone and I was like, whoa,
Yesterday we had 2 sales. Today we had 2 sales, but some guy used a discount code, the cheeky fucker, and got 10% off. Could scale up the ad set. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing here. DH Gate Drip. You know what I'm talking about? That Saint Laurent drip. So maybe it'd be funny if one day I'm wearing like the legit one. Very excited, very happy. I'm gonna do it. You gotta ride the highs and stay tough through the lows, right? That's what this game's about. Just want to work, man. I don't even know what else to say. When I compare myself to where I was, I've come so far, and I know so much now. Well, I'm gonna watch this again when I'm like successful, and be like, mate, you know fucking shit. But I keep comparing myself to other people in my position or other people trying to make it in dropshipping. You know, I feel like I am at the forefront of these, like the beginners who are about to make it. I'm like next in fucking queue.
So it was a tough time as well, personally, when you layer on the being in a new country, having basically no friend.
I just want to like pay my grandma back. She's been supporting me since I was at school. I was going to get a job while I was at school, but she started paying me weekly so that I could keep studying, and I achieved so much because of that. And she's still paying me and it's supporting this business. Is she going to give me like $2,500 across the course of this year to run a business from? I just want to be able to pay that back, you know? Like, get back to my family and my community, man. I want to be able to go back to school and be like, yo, dude, you can do this. You don't have to follow the path that everyone else takes. You can do it yourself. There's so many ways to make money online these days. I want to go back to school and present to them what I want to do, what I've done, and show them that they can do it just as easily. I'm going to do it. Not just for me, but for all my brothers at school, and for my family, for my kids, I guess. I'm not going to uni. I'm not going to fucking uni. Always done shit my way, and I always will.
At that point, I reached out to Josh, as I mentioned, and he was able to nudge me onto the right path in terms of the ad creators I was using and tactical stuff like that. But really, it was the start of my personal development journey, as any entrepreneur will know. Read a few key books, and that's what really started me on my journey of the meditating, the reading. I went all out as you need to initially.
It's currently 5:30 in the morning. I've been waking up 5 o'clock in the morning for the past 3 weeks. Doing some push-ups and stuff, getting my blood moving, jumping in the shower, putting my work clothes on. And going and doing meditation, affirmations, visualizations, reading, journaling. So I do all that in the first 2 hours of my morning. I'm going to put all these vlogs in. I'm going to cut all that shit up, make us first YouTube video, be like, I don't know if anyone's going to fucking watch it, but someday they will. And I'll see these videos and be like, damn, shit, you grinded for, what, 6, 7, 8 months to get this shit off the ground. And I just... From there, I want to be doing, like, helping people, mentoring, coaching, YouTube videos, collaborations, like, networking inside the mind of a broke millionaire, a young broke millionaire. This is from Think and Grow Rich. It says, fix an exact amount of money you desire, and I said $500,000 in assets by 2021. Create a definite plan to carry out this desire beginning at once. And I said, master econ with Otis, use these skills in my own store, find a winner, build a brand around it, build customer base and community, sell for $1 million, rinse and repeat. Going to be the most successful old boy the school's ever seen. That's me. That's that dude.
I'm going to be that boy.
Throughout the year, I had to go from the over-optimistic entrepreneur getting in, thinking I was going to be rich by the time I was 19. I remember saying that to my friends. Then I got to 19 and I wasn't rich and I hadn't made any money. I was probably less rich than when I said that. I had to really build a bulletproof mindset that I'm never going to give up on this thing.
I've been hustling for fucking... how long, bro? Don't come easy. It's too worth it for me to give up. So, keep reading. Keep getting up early, hitting them goals. Keep believing in yourself.
So I came back to New Zealand to start off at university, of all things. I hadn't found success with my online businesses yet, and I had a boatload of money being thrown at me through scholarships that I got at the end of my school year. At the same time, I was working on my businesses, of course. So I was getting back into the e-commerce space, getting it up and running, and just still believing that I could get it done. And university was always the backup. Josh was starting his e-commerce incubator, and I put my hand up for that. And because he'd seen the work I'd put in for the past year, he allowed me to get a spot. And so I think he paid Josh a few $1,000 for that. So there was some value exchange there. And within that e-commerce incubator, Josh gave me the strategy to actually make money that wasn't some bullshit stuff that a YouTuber who wasn't making any money was talking about. Immediately, the first product I started and I tested was a success, and I swiftly made my first $100,000 within the space of a few months. And I remember looking at my account, my bank account for the first time and seeing it like a six-figure sum. You know, like, holy shit. It
took me, yeah, 2 months to be profitable.
Think I'm on track to hit 1K today. Long story short, a few days after that, I had $3,500 sales, pretty much, 3.4K, which is fucking nuts. I did like 1,800 New Zealand profit. I was working at a pizza shop. I was working two jobs. I was at uni. And I started living in a barn. And then that's when I blew up.
So we're at 20K this month. It's been 6 days. Fucking unreal, bro. Made 10 grand profit last week, I think.
I got some posters on my wall. I got like a work versus no work, and work is all my travels, and like some pictures of Josh Brown and the cars I want to get and the things I want to be doing, where I want to be living. And then below it, there's the no work thing, and that's me sitting in traffic, me working at a desk job, graduating when I'm old as fuck. So that's my motivation every time I'm just boom up there.
So towards the end of 2020, I started working more closely with Josh, not on the same business, but he, like a big brother, started to take me in. He was living close to where I was in downtown Auckland in my university halls.
He was extremely, extremely respectful, and he was extremely genuine. And I could tell that, you know, there was no faking it, front, nothing, just completely genuine character that was also extremely competent and extremely switched on. But also had this sense of humor where I think even on the first night, we were just in tears laughing about stuff, having beers. I just, yeah, really caught on to that from day one.
Good thing I've caught up with Josh twice now, I think, down at his place on Princess Wharf. Yeah, it's been cool just like hanging out with him and sort of picking his brain.
And I would put my little backpack on and walk down to his fancy apartment, and I got to see right in front of me what the fruits of this career could be. He had this incredible apartment in central Auckland. I couldn't even fucking believe it, that he was sitting in there working on his business. It's so badass. It's like the epitome of everything that I wanted to be as a young entrepreneur. And I was always grateful for him for bringing me in like that and allowing me to sit alongside and see it in action, and to give me some exposure to the tangible fruits of the journey that I was on. So that was very key for me. And I spent a lot more time with him, got to know him better as a friend rather than as a teacher or a mentor.
Me with the burp. Yeah, the burp. It's 2021 now, so your boys left that 2020 vibe behind. Me, Casey, and Sean have been getting the vibes going, ready to crank it out this year and get some shit going.
setting some goals for next year that you want to hit, because I was in like a proper state last year for a while. So I met Josh and got to know him properly. I found some success in my business finally, was able to drop out of uni. Very grateful for everything that went my way last year, and also for things that didn't. But I think this is consolidation year. This is put everything in fucking fifth gear, fourth gear type shit, and really send it. I'll be going traveling with Daniel soon in about 2 weeks or less, over to Aussie for a few months. That should be real good.
So the start of 2021 was all hopes and excitement about leaving the country. I knew that I was signing up for getting locked out because New Zealand had extremely strict COVID policies at the time, where you had to refresh the site constantly for about 24 hours to try and snag a spot to get back in. So Josh went off to Spain on his own, and I went to Australia for 3 months. We ended 2020 on a high. I'd had an incredible year and was extremely excited for the next year, but that's when it all came crashing down. I was pretty deep in the issues with Facebook ad account bans, starting to run into the first major hurdles and issues.
When I look back at myself in 2019, I'm so proud of that kid sitting in his room in Scotland, losing all his fucking money. I didn't even know enough to come and talk it back. To be able to save fucking problems, earning a lot more money. This is gonna be one for the fucking books, man. I was just gonna give you a quick update. It's fucking start crying, man.
That was when things kind of all fell apart. I had been furiously trying to get stores back up and running. I was making no money at the time. I was rapidly losing money by buying new accounts and spending all these softwares to try to get around Facebook ad account bans. At any moment, that could get completely switched off and just terminated by Facebook. How could I ever hope to build a business long-term with that being the case? I would have to do this very rapid dropshipping testing and never really be able to build anything sustainable. And that wasn't what I was in the business of doing. So reevaluate my options and think about what my next move was, because I knew it couldn't be continuing to try to start more dropshipping stores. And so the solution to my problem was to connect with Josh and bring some of the skills that I'd learned on my own trajectory in the e-commerce and online digital marketing space, which was my skill set. It was copywriting. It was consumer psychology. That was what I'd been able to make money with. And I had my own skills that I could bring to his business. We're both very aligned. We were good friends with each other. And I was able to come on and work with him on his marketing agency and to further my skills in the marketing space.
So I headed over to Spain, and I was the only one. There was really no one in New Zealand traveling. And so I decided to go over there, and I was posted up by myself. And Liam gave me a call and said, hey, we're going to come over as well. I said, fantastic.
I was very grateful to go over to Spain at the time. It was really fulfilling. I got to work alongside him for the first time probably. This guy was once my mentor. I was now working alongside. And of course, he was able to teach me a lot in the process. So it was a lucky save, a good move on the grand scheme of things.
He came over and he's like, I'm bringing over this other friend. I'm sure you're going to absolutely love him. And sure enough, he turns up to my door with old Daniel, and there he was. And I remember the first night we just went onto the balcony, and I forget what we were even talking about, but we were just belly laughing. And I was just thought Daniel was just this absolute pure. I remember thinking Daniel was this pure soul. Like, he's just so genuine. I think one thing that stood out for Daniel was that he listened. He really listened. And when I was speaking to him, you can tell when someone really is intrigued by what you're saying and is really paying attention. And not from an ego perspective, but, you know, a lot of people, it's just me, 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 me. And I could really sense that Daniel was not like that. And I really admired that about him at the start. I have that thought still. And since then, yeah, it's been a long journey.
Traveled with him for 4 months around Europe, Spain, France, all these incredible places. Absolutely no worries. Turned into the most special adventure ever.
Three guys in Spain during the peak of COVID. No one was traveling. Everything was very cheap. We had the place to ourselves. It was a really, really cool period for us.
I was working my landscaping job. I was, again, you know, just
working my old job, and Liam was already overseas, already working on his business. I remember one time I was at home and he gave me a phone call and he's like, look, you need to get started on something. You need to be building up your skill set. You need to try something out. Look, I suggest trying copywriting. Why don't you try copywriting? Try build up your skill set, try get some clients, and look, we'll see where it goes. At least I can see it from you, whether you're actually, again, wanting to do this. So I was, learning copywriting skills, started reaching out to clients, started doing a whole bunch of cold email outreach.
Liam said to me, there's this guy that's doing copywriting back home, one of my friends, I'm sort of trying to get him onto it. And I think he could maybe be able to help you out, I think was the line that Liam was saying, something along the lines of that. I remember thinking like, this guy's got no clue what he's doing. You can't just come in and, like, for anyone that knows copywriting, right? Like, it's really difficult. You either sort of have it or you don't. And I was like, there's no way this guy can just pick this up in like a month or two and start doing copy. And so Liam's like, he's coming over. And I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. Keep in mind is that I still thought that Liam was a part of this pretty crazy crowd back home. Casey came over and I remember we opened up the door on the night that he arrived and I was just like, man, Liam's gone two for two here. Like two great dudes. And we were just, again, all outside on the balcony, just absolutely laughing our asses off. So that's how I met Casey. It was pretty much the same thing.
Casey came over for the first time and joined the crew and we just got to work. And it was a really good period of my entrepreneurial journey. I was learning a lot. I was seeing the world again, and getting to do it with cool people. And my success criteria when I got into the space and started an entrepreneurship was always, I just want to do cool shit with cool people and wherever I want to be. So I've been able to achieve that dream. I didn't have ludicrous amounts of money, but we, towards the end of the year, we did start making very good money. And it was a full circle moment for me being working alongside Josh, and we were able to go to America. I was able to meet some of my idols in the space that I looked up to from afar, watching on YouTube. That was the dream come true. There's nothing more you can say about it.
We're coming back home after that adventure and then having to quarantine in the 2-star hotel for 2 weeks. That was dark, man. And then when I kind of carried on to that other path that I had laid out.
He had his sights set on becoming a fruit trader like his dad. Over the course of maybe 6 months, just drilled into him. I said, Daniel, you have a friend group that is on the edge or in the space that is very hard to get into in many cases. And I said, I think you've got a lot more in you. And I think your dad would say the same. And I think he knew it as well. I think that sat in his brain. He thinks very deeply.
So after 2-3 months, I reached out to Josh. I knew Josh had a marketing company. And I said, listen, I have to do university for this reason. But after that, I'd love a shot.
Had a position in my marketing company. And I flipped him a message and he started to come work for me. So
I promised not to waste his time. And I hope I haven't done that. So
the rest is history. He's completely run with it. So I do claim that I got Daniel into the space, and obviously Josh for giving me the opportunity. And so we came back to New Zealand and we got a nice apartment. I bought my first nice car, C63. I'm a massive petrol head. I've always loved motorbikes and cars. And so for me, getting that car and driving around my home city to some degree was a really cool moment for me and my boys. I'm not going to lie, it was pretty cool.
Man, I'm just blessed, so fucking blessed. I'm very, very lucky and I'm very blessed to be where I am right now. You know, we put in the work, but I'm grateful for Casey, I'm grateful for Josh, I'm grateful for everyone who kind of made what we thought up in this apartment happen. You know, that was all us.
Very quickly, we realized that New Zealand, while it is great, and we did have a great time there was still a lot of work we needed to do on the business, and we also couldn't let ourselves get complacent. I knew deep down that I couldn't stay there for too long, and that ended up leading us to Dubai.
Dubai shit, Dubai whips, different place, different chips. ATL, this shit ludicrous. Oh well, I like who that is. Yeah, Dubai shit. Dubai whips, different place, different chips. ATL, this shit ludicrous. Know me well, know who that is.
We're in the new crib. For the past month, I've been getting my furniture, got my desk. I'll give you a tour of the house, but kitchen. Need to get a new dishwasher. Got a couch. I like my couch. Got a lamp. Got a really nice sound bar and stuff. It's got good sound on it. TV already came. And to my bedroom. So, Burj view. I've got my pondering chair. This is where I read every morning for an hour. Got my bed, custom bed base. Been watching this. Seeing me go from losing all my money dropshipping to hopefully I'm sexier, well, number one. But secondly, I hope you've seen a growth in me and the way I see the world, and I seem more wise. Definitely trying to be more wise. Yeah, just grateful.
So moving to Dubai was a coming of age moment for me. I was very much still a little kid, a young man, and being thrust into this gigantic global hub of a complete melting pot of different cultures and businesses and the best and worst parts of humanity all packed into one small area was of course going to be quite an interesting journey for me. And it was the first time that I got my own apartment. I bought another car there, so I got my whole little materialistic setup there, and building a new life in a strange place was definitely made me grow up very quickly. And thankfully I had my friends and the boys, Josh and Casey and Daniel, living nearby, but I was alone living in Dubai, calling my girlfriend every day, trying to have some kind of love and connection in my life. But Dubai can suck that out of you pretty quickly. It was a quite a barren period of my life, just grinding out there in Dubai. And we weren't entirely sure what we wanted to be working on or what the next big opportunity was for us. And this set us up for what we've done now. And that our period in Dubai throughout, say from about August onwards to the end of 2022, was myself looking into teaching myself to code, exploring new avenues that could potentially open up business opportunities for us. So the same on Josh's side, he was exploring, okay, where's this next opportunity when we can all come and work together? While I was personally kind of enjoying the growth that was happening at the time and what Dubai was making me shape into a man and be more independent and manage a household and work on my own without external motivators, my business partner Josh was not really enjoying it at all. So there was this friction between myself and the rest of the guys where some of us wanted to stay, some of us wanted to leave. A heartless, soulless city in some ways getting to us. And also the lack of direction for what we're doing as a group. Josh was still working with his marketing agency and we were doing things there, but we knew that it wasn't the long-term vehicle for us. And I taught myself to code. I spent 6 to 8 months teaching myself how to code, which was I loved doing it. I was really enjoying building my own software. But by the end of the year, we knew that we were really needing something to kick off for us to really go into 2023 with some more clear direction, because we were all going crazy without something big to work on together, which call it God, call it fate, call it whatever you want, destiny. That's all this video saying why ChatGPT is obviously the next big thing. Tried the tool out myself. 8 months to a year of teaching myself how to code, I had a much better perspective on what the potential of this tool could be. And so I remember asking it, can you write me a website? And it instantly wrote a working like HTML code for a website. Immediately, I remember sitting there putting my hand over my mouth at the desk and just being absolutely floored by what this thing could do. And this was the very first version of it. And it was basically at that moment that I realized this was going to be where my focus would be for the coming years, and that I had to do something major to get myself out in front of this opportunity while I had it hot in my hand. It was so fresh off the press and it just come out.
I remember Liam called me up and said, hey, you need to check out this ChatGPT stuff. So what's he talking about? And I think I went over to his place and he was showing me how it worked and just typing in, you know, write me website code, write website code. And I was like, wow, okay, there's something here. And to be completely fair, is Liam saw the vision a heck of a lot earlier than I did. Liam really was a hell of a lot more shocked by the capabilities of this technology, even more so than I was. Liam started to tell me about where he thought this technology was going and how impactful he thought it was going to be. If anyone knows Liam, when he starts to educate himself on a topic like this, it's extremely, extremely compelling. And I thought, okay, there's something here, and I trust this guy's vision. It was around about November, December, and we're going home to New Zealand, and we're all traveling from Dubai back home to New Zealand. And I had started to see, you know, I'm a marketer, so I'm always looking at, okay, you know, this is an opportunity we're giving to AI. From a marketing perspective, how can we start to, you know, make a mark? And I started to see YouTube videos just taking off on AI and ChatGPT this and ChatGPT that. And me and Liam were texting back and forth, and I was saying to Liam, you need to jump on these videos and you need to jump on them now. Sure enough, we went home and Liam set up a camera. I still remember the day we had this place up in Omaha that we're renting for a couple of nights, and this sort of up north of New Zealand, the countryside. And I remember one afternoon I was going out on the jet ski and Liam said, hey, I'm going to set up this camera for my first YouTube video. And I said, you want me to help you out with anything? Nah, I'm just going to run. He set it up. He filmed his first YouTube video, came back out to jet ski, and it was all done. Sure enough, he put it up pretty much instantly. It started to get views.
Hi guys, welcome to the channel. My name is Liam Otley, and in this video, I'll be talking you through how I was able to use ChatGPT to help me land a $3,000 per month copywriting gig. If you stick around to the end, I'll show you how you can too.
Obviously, things changed.
We're at 9,000 subscribers. It has been 2 months since we launched, roughly, not even. I think we first video posted in the first week of January, so got another week and a bit until we get there, so 10,000 subs essentially in 2 months. I'm very happy with that.
So the YouTube was an excuse for me to have some kind of creative flywheel and force myself to keep learning and how it can help businesses and how AI business overlaps. How to make money with AI was really the big question that I was trying to figure out for personally, but also I knew it would be very good for the YouTube channel more broadly as well. So that was the main focus of my exploration, and you see throughout my channel was just me diving headfirst into something, learning it, making a tutorial or sharing it on the channel. And that was how I was able to rapidly force myself to grow and learn more about the space and at the same time market myself and my knowledge. I knew that by creating a channel and creating an audience, the opportunity to build a product or a service or build a business would reveal itself, which is exactly what happened.
This video is for beginners who are looking to start their own AI automation agency, but don't know where to start. I know it can be overwhelming to look at this new business model and have no clue where to start, or even having no clue what kind of services you can actually begin to offer to businesses.
It wasn't until around May 2023 that we realized and started experimenting with selling AI solutions on no-code tools that had AI integration. So whether that was BotPress initially or Stack AI, that was around the time when I started playing with these tools. And we sold our first client, which is like a martial arts chatbot on BotPress. And that was the most, like, the aha moment for me and really the creation of the AI automation agency model. I remember being on a call with Josh and saying, like, man, what do we name this thing? Like, there's something here. These clients don't care that it's made on one of these platforms, which suddenly makes it so much more accessible to basically anyone who wants to give up a couple months of their lives to learn how to build on these things. So this is like exactly what the question I was trying to answer. This is exactly what we're looking for, which is a business model that basically anyone who puts their mind to it can get into it and learn these tools and start to create new value with AI and sell them to their clients. And around this time, I started talking about it on YouTube and things absolutely took off. Like the search volume on AI automation agency just exploded. Suddenly there were a whole bunch of guys who were apparently running one of them as well. So it was a strange period of my life. We found an answer to the question that everyone in the space was trying to answer, which is how can average entrepreneurs cash in on the AI trend? As like lame as that sounds, that's what the majority of the market is thinking. They know that there's something there, but they didn't have the vehicle or the framework or structure to be able to jump in and apply that and build a business around it. So we found it. And at the exact same time as this was all taking off, I went through the worst breakup of my life when I was in Colombia, and that wrecked me for a while and took a while to get back to equilibrium, and I had to do a bit of soul searching in the meantime as well.
I can't even describe how good things are going at the moment. We've got a new vision for the channel, a new direction we're going to take it. I have figured out a new business model that I really, really think people can make a lot of money with. And I think I'm the first to it, and I can stamp my name on it and sort of make it famous.
It gave me a good excuse to lock in for basically the rest of the year and just absolutely hammer out these YouTube videos and build Morningside and start our education business as well.
Full transparency, because I know YouTube could do with a lot more of that. I make these videos so that I can educate you to start your own AI agency and successfully run one, so that you can become a potential customer for the software that I make for successful AI agency owners. So the more money you make with AI automation agency and the one that you start, the more customers I have for my SaaS, and the more I can potentially sell my SaaS for eventually. So if you don't win, I don't win. And that's why we're kind of in this thing together. So let's do this.
You guys saw it if you've been watching my channel for a while, but the growth that we had in the second half of last year was ridiculous. And I think I grew to 100,000 subscribers in the space of 7 months. And then we did the next 100,000 up to 200,000 subscribers within another 5 or 6 months after that.
I am filming this as I have a suspicion that I think we are extremely close to a life-changing sort of pivot or progression in the business here.
And everything I've just talked about, we are doing through our various businesses. We obviously have Morningside AI, which is our AI development services company, our AI agency, where we build solutions for clients. Right now, we are niching down to AI solutions for education and coaching businesses. We have the AAA Accelerator, which is how we can fast track people into the AI agency space with the best program in the world. And then we have Agentive, which is our software that allows you to build and sell these AI solutions more easily without necessarily having a deep and extensive coding background. So I hope that's clear how they all tie together. And I hope you are as excited about the coming years and decades in the space as myself and the team are. Which brings us to now, what I'm doing right as of this moment. I'm here at Cape Town with my core team, my brothers, and we're working on the next leg of our journey of what we're building at Morningside. So for us, we have done exactly what we set out to do. And at the end of 2022, we're looking for our opportunity. And through sheer brute force and effort, we've been able to find our opportunity. And I think that's really what I want my story to highlight for people, is that you can find it in the space too. Well, there is huge opportunity in the AI space. You don't need me to tell you that. You just need to know the way to find yours. And whether you replicate my strategy, whether you do whatever other people are doing, we've been able to do it. And we started off with me creating content on YouTube, which led us to starting an agency, which led us to creating our own AI SaaS, which led us to creating our own education business as well. And now I have a clear vision on what we're doing. We are helping thousands of people all around the world. We are building products that don't exist on the market anywhere. We are creating cutting edge AI solutions for education businesses. Mm-hmm. I have never felt as fulfilled as I do right now. There's light years worth of difference between selling Chinese products on Facebook and building a company with your friends that's at the cutting edge of this new technology that's going to change the world. And if you can take notes from my story and say the AI space is where you want to put your time, I would highly recommend it, but you have to be all in. That's, I guess, one of the key takeaways of my story, is that we did go all in when we found that opportunity. And I think everyone is looking for the fairy tale ending, or writing a story of their life that they'll be proud of. And for myself and my team, the ultimate fairy tale ending for us is to have come into this space as complete newbies. We answer the question that everyone wanted to answer, which is how can entrepreneurs come and create a business in the space by identifying that AI agency model. And then we named the model the AI Automation Agency. We then popularized it through my YouTube channel and got told the whole world about it. And then we created the best educational program in the world to teach people how to start one and change lives through that, and create an entire new class of AI entrepreneurs. And then go on to create the software and the tools that those AI agency owners used to deliver their services. And through that software and through those tools, we were able to exit and ride off into the sunset. And to me, that ending is the perfect crossover of my passions and having an impact and creating something new and everything that I want out of my life, and as does my team, we can achieve and have fulfillment through doing that as well. And we take you all on the journey with us.
Yeah, I think the goal of Morningside is, at the end of the day, is we believe and we're placing our bets that this is going to be an extremely disruptive technology to the entire world and to pretty much all industries. And for us, it's making sure that even as this technology grows as rapidly as it's growing at the moment, and figuring out how the small players are not left behind. And I think that's really, really important. And yes, that has monetary benefit to us, because we're going to get monetary gain from that. But at the end of the day, you know, I'd like to think that it's adding a big impact, or at least an impact, to mom and pop businesses out there, to small to medium sized businesses, and even to individuals that can also help sort of facilitate that adoption. So I think, yeah, simply put up, is making sure that no one's left behind is really the goal for us.
And I think when you're living a lifestyle, which is very, it's a huge blessing to be traveling around with your group of boys to from country to country, just working on a business as a whole. And I think just still enjoying every single moment that we're in, because again, may not last and may crumble, may not. But I think just within everything that I'm doing now is just enjoying every single moment of it. So,
and in terms of the end goal, I mean, I think we're very focused on the journey rather than destination. We're all aligned with wanting to be great and wanting to make our small circle proud, wanting to take care of the people that we love. I've been able to like kind of check like how crazy this whole thing is that we're doing and we're on, and the kind of risk and the kind of reward. So yeah, it's a reality that almost sometimes feels too good to be true, to be honest.
So I hope you understand that I am on this journey with you, and I create these videos to show you how you can do it and how I've done it as well, and to be an example of someone who's taken this opportunity and run with it, and to give you permission to do the same. The future in this space is so bright, and myself and the team at Morningside are extremely excited for what's to come, and I hope that you choose to join us on this journey.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck's watching these. I say this every time, but make for a good story, right?